I'm Philip Martin with the Brown Campaign. Several hundred excited, passionate, albeit visibly nervous Scott Brown supporters filled historic Faneuil Hall Sunday. Comedian Lenny Clark warmed up the crowd, and former Massachusetts Governor William Weld kept the fires burning. Elizabeth Warren, like Scott Brown, says she is an independent voice, but Weld dismissed her as part of a well-oiled Democratic machine.
If she gets to Washington, she's going to cast automatic votes for whatever the leadership of the machine tells her it wants her to do. She's pretty near flat out said that, and I got to tell you, that's not my idea of a United States senator.
And the boisterous gathering of sign-waving Brown enthusiasts exploded as the senator made his way to the stage, shaking hands along the way. Brown, as he's done at every campaign stop, reminded his audience that he was in the fight of his political life with his opponent, whom he did not cite by name, and asked his supporters to call everybody.
We've got the People's Army defending the people's seat. And I need you to get out. I need you to work until 8:01 on Tuesday. Do not go to bed on November 6th wishing you had done more. Get out today. Hold signs. Volunteer at the polls.
Among those cheering the incumbent senator as he made his way back to his campaign bus was Wayne Howe of Charlestown, a Republican whose anxiety was clear.
You always have to be nervous. It is Massachusetts. And it's a presidential election. And we know who's leading the ticket is very popular.
Brown strategists fear that only by cutting into the Democratic Party base will the refrain shouted by the senator's supporters Sunday have any true resonance. Covering the Brown campaign, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.